BBC News. The impeachment trial of President Trump has formally begun, with the charges being read out in the US Senate and the presiding judge being sworn in. The lead prosecutor, Adam Schiff, said no president had ever sought to impede an impeachment investigation so thoroughly. Mr. Trump is accused of violating the Constitution by pressing Ukraine to investigate his main political rival, Joe Biden. He has denied abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Just before the impeachment proceedings began, the Senate approved a new updated trade deal with Canada and Mexico, sending it to the president to be signed into law. Foreign ministers from countries that lost citizens on the plane shot down by Iran last week have demanded that those responsible be brought to justice. They've called for a thorough and open investigation. FBI agents in the US have arrested three armed men suspected of being neo-Nazis who'd drawn up plans to start a race war at a pro-gun rally in Virginia next week. Investigators say they were linked to a white supremacist group known as The Base. A global study has found that sepsis is the cause of nearly a fifth of all deaths worldwide, more than double the number previously thought. It estimates that in 2017, 11 million people died from the infection, making sepsis a bigger killer than cancer. Microsoft has announced plans to remove all the carbon dioxide that is ever emitted by 2050. The firm has admitted that it will depend on new technology being developed. A top athlete in Kenya jumped through a window and over a fence to escape from anti-doping officials who turned up unannounced for a drugs test. Athletics Kenya didn't name him, but said when athletes were guilty, they felt they had no choice but to run away. BBC News.